Good morning. My guest this morning is Brent Lindsay from The Imaginist. Good morning.
Good
Brent.
Morning, Roland.
Well, we have so much to cover. I'm going to talk fast as I possibly can. So, talk about Butterfly's Evil Spell.
Yes. So the Butterfly's Evil Spell is a play, the first play actually by Federico Garcia Lorca. And it is one that actually after his death, they were hiding his papers and transcripts all over the place. And this is one that is missing its ending. So the whole opportunity that we have now with our audience is to create the new ending.
Wow.
So that's what we're doing this summer on tour with The Butterfly's Evil Spell, which is also coupled with an afternoon tour of The Artist Medicine Show, which is, of course, Lorca's poetry, as well as a lot of other Mexican poets.
Uh-huh.
And we take that to the Redwood Food Bank lunch sites, and we perform at the lunch sites there. So it's actually, it's an afternoon show and a totally different evening show, The Butterfly's Evil Spell.
We should tell people that Lorca was a victim of the Franco regime.
That's exactly right.
In Spain, yes. During the revolution.
Absolutely.
At the end of the 30s.
That's it. So, you know, it's very important work. And, of course, we have, you know, it's a bilingual show. It's a free show. So it goes out to parks and it celebrates both languages, Spanish and English, and brings art out to the people, really.
Do we want to briefly talk about the various places it's going to be?
Yeah. So we always—
Now listen up, folks, because this really affects you. You can see this show, these shows, I should say, at lots of different places.
So we open at our space in late June. That is June 26th, and that will be kind of a fundraiser to help match our NEA funding, which I'll come around to. And then it follows up in Juilliard Park. It goes to Howarth Park, Bayer Farm, all through July, and it ends at Finley Park. Now, our website is theimaginist.org, and you can go and you can always update yourself on where we're going to be, what park next. But there is an evening show, which is The Butterfly's Evil Spell, and then the afternoon show, which is great for younger kids, which also tours. It's all by bicycle. We tour both shows by bicycle.
Oh, wow.
As I was saying before, this is the second time we've received an NEA grant, National Endowment for the Arts, and we're absolutely so pleased because, you know, this is, I think, probably unprecedented here that an organization
has
landed this
twice. Yes,
it
certainly is.
And, you know, we are one of 1,000 companies nationwide that received this grant this year.
Wow, that is just amazing.
Our first time round was 2 years ago, 2013. So we're honored, and we're glad to be bringing this kind of work to Sonoma County.
Well, you guys are very, very deserving. Let me tell you, people who have not seen The Imaginists at work and play, and it happens simultaneously, have missed great theater here in Sonoma County.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell people where you are. Tell people where your home.
Yeah, the home base is in what they call now the SOFA district,
right,
which is south of A, right behind Juilliard Park. And, of course, a lot of visual artists. And it began as such a nice little artist uprising. And now we're a linchpin in that neighborhood. And once again, in late June, we will kick off The Butterfly's Evil Spell in our space as part of a fundraiser to match this NEA grant. So we hope to get as many people out there as possible. And then and then to each of these park sites, we love to have as many people out there as possible. So
very briefly, with this new infusion of finance, has it changed your plans for the future any?
Well, I mean, what it does is obviously allows us to pay our artists better. We started a whole intern program. Now we intern students from LC Allen, Roseland University Prep. We are continuing to grow that program next year and maybe reach into Piner High School. So, you know, we have high hopes to get out to as many communities as possible and then bring them into the company, train them in this art form, and then get back out to their communities and bring this show out to them. So that's the whole idea.
Boy, I have to emphasize again that to concentrate, as you're doing here, on the poet-playwright Federico Garcia Lorca it's such a gift to the people because he has really become a forgotten man.
Yeah.
I think that probably even many people who know about him, all they know is the poem A las Cinco de la Tarde, five in the afternoon.
Yes.
Brent, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Ron.
And let's see, your website. Tell me what your website is.
www.theimaginists.org.
Okay, theimaginists.org. And that's where you can find out all this information that we've had to speak so fast that you probably missed at least half of it. But thanks very much for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Thank you.